Amen, amen, and amen. It's 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Tush Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Wow. Let's see. Okay. We began this set with Joseph Habedank with Just When You Thought. Fred Hammond with You Bless Me Over and Over. Latrice Crawford with Joshua's Anthem. And we conclude the set with Jacqueline Carr, You Are Good, Thou Art Good. Amen, amen, and amen. That was my testimony. I had doctor's appointments last week, and they said that the old ticket was still working pretty good. It won't come back for another 6 months. That was good news to me. And so, therefore, I thank God for how he has worked in my life, and also thanking Dr. Farmer and all his associates out there who checked me over and and decided that I was good to go for another 6 months at least, maybe, if God says so. So, since I gave them some information about the program today, I don't know if they're listening, but anyway, I'm going to dedicate this song to Dr. Farmer and all his fine staff there. And this is Byron Cage along with Pastor Charles Jenkins and Fellowship Chicago. And this is Just to Know Him here on Sounds of Praise.
Sent to a rugged cross,
to set me free.
My Savior,
my Savior,
bared my sins,
bared my sins just to rescue me.
My replacement,
my replacement,
took
my place so I wouldn't have to die.
My
provider,
now
I have everlasting.
Come on, my Redeemer.
Sent to a rugged cross, to set me free.
My
Savior,
bared
my sins just to rescue me.
My replacement,
took my place so I wouldn't have to die.
My provider,
now I have everlasting life.
Just to know it.
Risen Savior,
rose from the dead
so I could rise again.
Awesome ruler,
crucified just to call me
hope
friend.
of glory,
one day I will get to see his face.
I am grateful,
he loved me enough to gladly take my place.
Just to know him.
Just to know him. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Just to know him.
Just to know him.
me.
Charles Jenkins, Byron Cage, and Fellowship Chicago, and Just to Know Him. 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. And this is what Sounds of Praise is all about. We're here not just to play music, and hopefully you enjoy that, but we're here to open up opportunities for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, that you might know him this day. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and they invite you to come to him just as you are.
Come as you are and bring every bird. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon his name and
that's the way we receive the salvation gift of God, by surrendering ourselves to him and to his control. Because you recognize that you have a need that nothing else that you've tried has been able to satisfy. And now you're looking beyond yourself and beyond things to the God who made you. Not only did he make you, but he came into the world to live the life that we could not live. And he died the sacrificial death that we could not die, because he paid the penalty for all our sin. And now, through faith in him, you can receive forgiveness. And he invites you to come just as you are. And I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you repeat these words after me as a prayer to God, God will bring his salvation into your life this very moment, this very day. That's what he says in his word. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I invite you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words to God after me. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will do his salvation work in your life. Won't you pray? Dear Father, I've heard the message in the music. I've heard the testimony of the many singers. I've heard how you've worked in the lives of individuals in the past. And you've written their testimonies in your word. But now I'm coming to you on my own, recognizing my need to surrender myself to your control, to receive the assurance that you alone can give, that I am your child, and that you're going to lead and guide me not only through this life, but into the life with you, which is to come. So I thank you, dear Jesus, for paying the penalty for all my sin, and I'm surrendering myself to you and to your control, so that you might bring about all the wondrous things you've ordained for my life because of my yielding myself to you. And I thank you for all you've done. Blessed be your name forever through my life. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know that, about it, because that's some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. It'll help you to know what to do now that you're giving your life to him. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. You're not going to have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you into what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, I stress that you need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. And that number here is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please, don't put off for some other day what you need to do today, because another day is not promised to anyone. It's 7:17 here on Sounds of Praise. We pray that you've given your life to the Lord, and if so, please contact us so we can send you that material. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. You can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B is in Brown, DonLeeVB@Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:18 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're going to get one more song in here before we go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Ricky Dillon and New G. And this fits right in. This is Best Days. Yes, if you've given your life to Christ, the best days of your life are ahead of you. Praise God.
believe it, come on, open your mouth. You don't believe it because there's not a praise behind what you believe. Oh, I believe.
Ricky Dillard, the new GM, Best Days. Yes, if you've given your life to the Lord, the best days are still ahead of us. 7:24, the Sounds of Praise time. We're running late, but we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's 1-855-915-WMFO. The late Reverend Jesse Dixon, along with Ethel Holloway and the Chicago Community Choir. And I know what prayer can do.
I know.
It's 7:36 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. If you're a sports fan, you're aware that Gordon Hayward of the Boston Celtics suffered a severe leg injury and ankle and leg. And Adam McQuaid of the Bruins also had a broken leg. And so we're praying that God's going to heal Gordon Hayward and of the Boston Celtics and Adam McQuaid of the Boston Bruins. We're praying for VL, asking for a touch on her body, and also that God would work out some family problem. VL, looking for God's touch on her body, and that he would work out some family problems. We're praying that God will continue to minister in the opioid crisis that's so rampant in the country. God would minister and deliver the opioid crisis in this country. And we're praying for those who are in positions of authority in all levels of government. Those in positions of authority in all levels of government. And the Christian challenge as we look to God for a continued expansion of the ministry, that he will open the doors that we need to go through so that we might be able to expand the ministry that he's given to us. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you at any time with any situation. You said we should come boldly before your throne where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we come, Lord, interceding in behalf of Gordon Hayward and Adam McQuaid, both athletes who have suffered severe leg injuries. We pray, oh God, you would minister in each of these lives. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray you will restore them to good health. And whether it be this season or another season, Lord, we pray they'll be able to return to be able to play and even give you glory, honor, and praise for all you've accomplished in their lives. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for VL, looking for a touch on her body, Father, and also that you would resolve some family problems, Father, we pray you would minister the life of our sister. Pray, O God, that you would strengthen her, encourage her, minister powerfully in her behalf. May she realize that individuals are praying for her, and may she in turn be encouraged and strengthened to reach out to you in faith so that she might not only receive the healing in her body that she needs, but she might be encouraged, Lord, as you work out those various family situations. And she may know, oh God, that you are working in her behalf. And may her faith be encouraged to be even a greater testimony to others of what she's received from your hand in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for those who are afflicted by the opioid crisis, Lord, we pray you administer powerfully in the lives of those who are addicted. Minister, Lord, and send them your deliverance. May they realize, O Lord, that the hand of Almighty God has reached out and touched them and set them free. And may they in turn yield themselves to you and to your control so they may be able to tell others of the wondrous things they receive from your hand. Remember their family members as well, those who are praying for them, those who need Almighty God, them to get back on the straight path. We pray, O God, you would do all that is needed in the lives of those who are afflicted and those lives who are affected by those who are afflicted. And we thank you for it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We pray, Lord, for those who are in authority in every area of government, all the various levels of government, from the national all the way down to the local. Pray, O God, you administer powerfully in their lives. May they realize, O mighty God, that you are there to provide the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that they need to fulfill their various duties. And may they do so, Lord, in the light of your word, in the light of your presence working in their behalf. And may many, O God, who may not know you, recognize this in the severity of the days in which we live, and may they yield themselves to you and to your control. So they might be in a position to receive even greater insight and direction from your life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Christian Challenge Ministry, the parent organization of Sounds of Praise. Lord, we know that you're directing us that we might go through open doors of expansion. And we're thanking you, oh God, in advance, even though we don't see those doors yet. Those doors haven't been opened unto us as yet. We're going to follow your direction and seek the way you would have us to go, knowing, oh Lord, you have great and mighty things for us to accomplish in your name in the days which are ahead. So bless us as we minister in those new areas. Remember us as we minister in Sounds of Praise and other areas in which we've already been ministering. And may your name receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, I'll remind you, if you are aware, that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158. If you wish, you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as I receive your information, I'll begin praying with you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. It's 7:43. Where did the morning go? Look like we just started. But anyway, it's 7:43 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And this is the Sunday, October 22nd. I'll get it right. Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, and we have been featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. On this last set, we heard Jekyll and Carr with You Are Good, Thou Art Good. Byron Cage teamed up with Pastor Charles Jenkins in Fellowship Chicago with Just to Know Him. We sent that one out to Dr. Farmer and all of his staff. They were followed by Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Ricky Dillard and New G was next with Best Days. Then we heard the late Reverend Jesse Dixon, Ethel Holloway, and the Chicago Community Choir leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with I Know What Prayer Can Do. And we concluded with Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Parade. 7:44. We can get those three or four more songs in, hopefully, here on Sounds of Praise. Let's go with Dietrich Haddon and the Hill City Worship Camp. And this is Favor here on Sounds of Praise.
Favor, favor, favor. Come on. Favor, favor, favor.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. The North Shore Christian School will be holding their annual fundraising banquet October 27th, 2017. And the theme is Imagine. Please join as we imagine all that God can do through us today, tomorrow, and for future generations. The event is going to be held at the Essex Room, 121 Main Street in Essex, Massachusetts, 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. $45 per person, $400 for a table for 10 guests. A fantastic dinner is going to be served and will be followed by an invitation to financially support the mission of North Shore Christian School. And for more information, you can contact development at nschristian.org. That's development at nschristian.org. That's the North Shore Christian School, October 27th, 2017, annual fundraising banquet. One held in the Essex Room, 121 Main Street, Essex, Massachusetts, 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. $45 per person, $400 for a table for 10 guests.
Down on on my knees, waiting to hear from you. You, I have so many questions that I need answers to. I'm just gonna wait on you. I'll sit right here and wait on you. Ooh. Oh, I just need my one-on-one time with you. You. I might be selfish, but I just can't help it when it comes down. I need a one-on-one. Just need a one-on-one. I know it's been a long time since you've heard from me, but if you just give me a little time, if you just give me a little time, I promise I won't be long. I just need my one-on-one. I know I walked away, but I'm coming back to stay with you. I'm coming back to you. I'm running back to you. I lift my hand to you.
Zakati Cortez here on Sounds of Praise, and that was One on One. 7:55, the Sounds of Praise time. Maybe getting one more song before we have to pack the bag and move out. Tamala Mann here on Sounds of Praise, and this is For My Good. All things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
You're my refuge from the rain. My comfort when the weight's too hard to bear. You take away the pain. Many times I just don't understand. But I know you have a plan.